Employment in Pittsburgh's restaurant industry has declined by more than 31,000 workers compared to last year, according to research released last week. 90.5 WESA's Kate Giammarisi has more.
As of October, the region's restaurants employed about 57,000 workers, a sharp drop from the more than 88,000 working in those establishments a year ago. Chris Bream is a regional economist at the University of Pittsburgh's Center for Social and Urban Research.
Full-service restaurants, things where people need to come in and sit down and eat, suffered the worst loss and remain like significantly below. We over half of those jobs have not come back pretty much, and it doesn't look like they're coming back very quickly.
The pandemic has had uneven impacts on various sectors of the economy, and restaurants and the hospitality industry in general are among the hardest hit, Bream says. John Longstreet is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association.
The employment situation is catastrophic for restaurants.
The association is advocating for additional government assistance, and Longstreet also urges consumers to support their local restaurants. The issue is becoming increasingly urgent. Longstreet says close to half of the Pennsylvania restaurants they recently surveyed believe it is unlikely they will be in business 6 months from now unless there are additional government relief packages. Furthermore, as the year draws to a close, unemployment programs that provided benefits to hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians are set to expire unless Congress acts. Kate Giammarisi, 90.5 WESA News.